Thank you, Dr. Poling. I have known our interrogator, Dr. George Lawton, so long, since our graduate days at Columbia University, that I am tempted to talk too freely about him. Let me simply say that he is a cautious gentleman who began to specialize in old age when he was still quite young. His splendid book, Aging Successfully, is soon to be followed by another, Aging Creatively. Dr. George Lawton, our interrogator, is now ready with some leading questions for our four speakers. So, gentlemen, if you'll join me here around the microphone, Dr. Lawton will address his first question to Mr. Pepper, Senator Pepper.
My profession brings me in contact with individual older men and women every day. They sit across the desk asking for a life to be rebuilt or to be built for the first time. If they could find a collective voice, they would say, in order for us to age successfully, we need to still belong to the community, to be important to it, to contribute to its work and life. We need a job or an activity to replace our job. It may be part-time. It may or may not bring in money, but it must bring in self-respect. We need friends. We need a modest income. We need a modest degree of health. We need a half dozen forms of creative self-expression. Drawing on my experience with these thousands of older men and women, I would say the community should and will have to supply older persons with jobs, placement agencies, vocational and psychological guidance, retraining and rehabilitation facilities, nursing homes, suitable housing developments, schools for arts and crafts, adult education institutes, marriage counseling services, workers' cooperatives. The four speakers, I feel, have told us more about how to be old than how to prepare to grow old successfully. If all their recommendations were put into effect tonight, many of the problems of older people, I'm afraid, would still be left largely unsatisfied. Age shines with youth. I wish this point had been stressed more. Senator Pepper, with the best motives in the world, are you not arguing for a tremendous increase in the financial burden on the state? If we postpone employment for the young and cut it off for the middle age, that means that those 25 to 45 have to support the young and the old. Should not the function of a government be that of helping people to help themselves?
Yes, Dr. Lawton, that's exactly what I propose. Remember, the people would be the ones to pay the taxes to provide the funds, which would be distributed in the benefits which I enumerated. A minimum federal contribution that I suggested $50 a month to those who would claim that amount, to be supplemented by an estate contribution. But the major part of the material subsistence which the older person would have to rely upon would be a fund for which he had contributed or she had contributed during the working years of his or her life. It would be an insurance fund. One, a public insurance fund, another, a private insurance fund, another retirement benefit to which they would have contributed as well. I do not neglect these important things you have mentioned, but there must be minimum physical subsistence provided for honorable old age.
Thank you, Senator. Mr. Folsom, you feel the problem of old age is the problem of adequate pension. Can a person live by pension alone?
No, of course not. But without funds to buy the necessities of life, the individual can't very well do or enjoy the other things. But with a pension as a base, he might be in a position, if he prepares for it carefully, to do many of the things which you've listed and which are so necessary if a person is to live his old age successfully.
Thank you. Mr. Kenny is telling us how to become more like me. He's an exceptional person. Mr. Kenny, do you believe that all persons are equally self-reliant, equally able to handle dog-eat-dog competition, to be self-employed as you were at such a tender age?
No, Dr. Lawton, I don't think they are. But if these people are better educated to the perils involved in having someone else plan their future for them, I think they would soon learn to be prepared to help themselves.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'm sorry to break in now, but time does rush on madly.